I apologize for the lateness of the posting. Here's an interesting question. In our parsha, we're told that you have to return the lost item of your enemy. And the Torah goes into great detail about how it has to be done. You have to make note of the fact that it's a collaborative process. You can't be left and dumped to do it on your own. That's what you got to do. But also, important to note at the same time, is that when we look at the Torah's description later on in Devarim, we're told that you do it not to your enemy, but to your friend. It's a famous idea, is that if you give to your enemy, they become your friend. And I think that's a profound lesson that the Torah is teaching us, that it really does work that way. If you give, what ends up happening is somehow when it's over, you're better off for the experience. And so the Torah makes a note to tell you that you don't have to do it if he's not part of the process. But if you're willing to do this jointly, then go for it. But Jonathan Sachs quotes a interesting study that was done. It was a psychological study done many, many years ago. They took a bunch of kids and they stuck them in a campground, one on one side of the property and one on the other. And for the first few days, neither one of them knew that the other one existed. And so what happens is each one is busy doing their own stuff, making their own work happen. It's great. And they build a sense of community and collaboration. And then all of a sudden, a few days later, they introduce the other group to each other. And they start a competition between the two of them. And what's fascinating is that all of a sudden there's such hate between these two groups. And then they said, well, what if we kind of try to make them coexist? It should work. It didn't work. No speeches, no joint events. Despite those events that were supposed to be joint and all that, it did not create a sense of community. But what worked was they had a joint problem that they had to deal with. And they had both groups get together to try to brainstorm to fix it. And one group by itself was not enough to get it done. They could only do it if they were together. What was amazing was that they found that when it was all over, they were all friends with each other. An amazing, amazing thing. What an amazing thing can happen. That's teamwork. Have a great day.